With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the U.S. is announcing additional financing to help Ukraine's military effort.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has announced the U.S. will provide an additional $2 billion in foreign military financing to Ukraine.
The United States is committed to helping ensure Ukraine winning this war.
He said it would go into three baskets: to provide weapons in the short term, to invest in Ukraine's defense industrial base, and also to allow Ukraine to buy military supplies from countries other than the U.S. Blinken added the U.S.-Ukraine long-term security agreement was almost complete and would be signed in a matter of weeks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Several GOP elected officials appeared with former President Trump's criminal trial in New York City to show their support. Congressman Byron Donalds of Florida says former President Trump committed no wrongdoing.
The crime here is that the issues facing our nation are not being addressed by the Democrats, but they want to go after Donald Trump. And there's nothing wrong. There's nothing that has been wrong here. Nothing that has been done poorly by President Trump. The only thing that's being done wrong is by this judge.
The trial took a day off today, resuming tomorrow with former Trump associate Michael Cohen on the witness stand. Slovakia's populist Prime Minister Robert Fico was shot multiple times and gravely wounded after a political event in an attempted assassination that shocked the small country and reverberated across Europe. Doctors were still fighting for his life several hours after the 59-year-old pro-Russian leader was hit. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 349 points, the NASDAQ rose 231, the S&P 500 advanced by 61. This is SRN News. America's churches are being urged to pray for Israel.
The Family Research Council is heading a coalition of ministries that are urging congregations to set aside time this coming Sunday to show support for the Jewish state with prayer. FRC President Tony Perkins says, quote, "It is abundantly clear that we, as leaders within the Christian community, should come together to demonstrate our unwavering support for Israel, anchored in the Word of God." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is trying to elevate his profile in the Democratic Party, and he seems to believe abortion will be his stepping stone. Beshear is planning a trip to Tennessee next month to speak out against the state's pro-life laws. The governor campaigned against his state's near-total abortion ban in winning re-election last year. He'll speak in Nashville at an event entitled Championing Reproductive Freedom. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks rallied to records on hopes that inflation is heading back in the right direction. The S&P 500 jumped 1.2% to top its prior all-time high set in March. The NASDAQ Composite adding 1.4% to its own record set a day earlier, while the Dow rose 0.9% to beat its own record high. Treasury yields also eased after a report showing a slowdown in inflation boosted expectations for the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates this year. The Dow was up 349 points, closing at 39,908. The NASDAQ gained 231 to 16,742. The S&P 500 added 61 points to 5,308. New York oil rose 61 cents to $78.63 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.